Alam kino yung Nikubin para sa neid. So most Rishenim say that Nikubin doesn't mean dafke naked. Nikubin means an opening. Even if it's on top, it's open. So it's also muta, because Alam kino yung Nikubin Ma Shein came in connection with Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Bechligot la'abot vochim, uvikot nuhubei. So it doesn't mean Bechligot la'abot vochim. Suppose it's uncovered, the Sidot Eivu Mikva. And the opening is abot vochim. Oh, it's uncovered, so it's completely open. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there will not be any Eruv Mikvais. So, in connection with Rabbi Yehuda, so when he says, Abot, Rochen, and Rubei, he means the Nekev Mamesh. That makes it into Yisheva Kele, not just open. So, that's probably, the way that Tzemach Tzedek, in the Chubes, when he explains the Rambam, because his driver is Masik, the way he explains the driver. The way the Ravid is Masik on the Rambam, because the Rambam says Shiferes Anei, and then the Rambam and the Ravid is Masik, and he mentions the Raya from Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, so what's the Raya from Rabbi Yehuda? We don't pass for like Rabbi Yehuda. Not if it is just open on top, no nekev, so it still has ishem kele. Ligabe itvila b'seche. It does not have ishem kele to pass at the shuvim. But it's not, it still has, it's not, it's still not considered like tvila b'seche karak. So, unless it is a nekev, that is kishishver asanit. Rabbi Yehuda imei, b'chli godl dalet rochim, u'vikotn b'rubei, הרי רב יהודה שהוא מחביר ביד ולא בשכלי ורבו למי כשבר הסנית בוי ואף על פי שעשידו ועטיבו בכלי שניקה ודיתק עושה יהוא so alright so this is how the צמח צדק explains the Ravid but according to the Rambam so and the other Rishani so when it says כשבר הסנית it doesn't mean דווקי נקד Masha'im came ligabe Rabbi Yehuda's din of abot vochim. There it means dafkei nekev abot vochim, not just open abot vochim. All right. Imo yosako ikupo madbin ben boshei mitne shamayim mirovi. Hoy nisun tachat tzinach nipesam ikupo madbin leitzmad leitzigit alkon. Sako ikupo loy boyen nikivo kishiveres aleit. Vihod yamrin ofirik chema bakeidish. The sal vigagu se shemilon keil, and I ask you to go over that Gemara. The sal vigagu sune shemilon keilim vipilon di teirim afle keidesh v'ligazrinon shemayad bil machti v'tineires bichli shem bifiv ki kishveres aneit. Now, the Gemara asks, what's nafke mine between Rabbi Lestam and Rav Estam? Rabbi Le says the reason as to why Madvil and Klibis are clearly Kabi Kedesh is because of Chitzi, because of Xeira Mishu Chitzi. And Rav says the Tam as to why Madvil and Klibis are clearly Kabi Kedesh is because Xeira Shaloyad Bil Macht Vitzineir is Bichli Shein Bifiv Kishifar Zanit. So because of that, even though the mouth of the Kehle Letzitzi big li with a very wide peh, so Ligabi Kedesh, the Tvila is no good. Because of Xeira. Maybe he'll use a li that has a narrow mouth. So my benaye. So the Gemara says, Iki benaye, salvi gagasone, shemilon, Saul is a basket in Gargi. Sono is also a basket, but a big basket, Rashi says. Saul in Gargi. Sono is a million kelim. V'yibilo. So, l'mando amam ishim chitzi ike. So, according to the bile, you cannot be teivel ikedesh kelim v'secha Saul either. According to Rove, you cannot be teivel kelim nidli. But in the Saul, so the no Saul, there is no Saul in the world that does not have Bifiv Kishveras Anayit. So Mimele, that does not have Kishveras Anayit. Does not have Kishveras Anayit. So Mimele, according to Rove, you can be Tevil Kalim, Bisech Saul, Vigarvusone, even the Kedish. We man dolam shum zero shem yad macht mit zneir de klish in piv shas an eit sal yag de sonne shem in piv shas an eit lek lek that's the gemara. So he says vod amrunam bifeirik chim ba kedish di sal yag de sonne shem molen kelim vid vilon di teiri im afli kedish vigan zvino shem yag bil marat mit zneir es bichli shem in piv kish shas an eit mishum di sal yag de sonne shem in kish shas an eit leke lam mishum de liboy she is salva hamayim derach piv. So one could think that the Gemara means that the reason as to why you can be teivel kelim even gabi kedesh in the sal gagasone, because every sal and gagasone in the world, so the pe has ishveras aneid. That's not a pshat, because why couldn't you have a sal also with a very narrow opening? Couldn't make it. You could make a sal just as you could make it li with a very narrow opening. So you could make a sal too. But the pshat is that every sal, even if it has a very, very narrow opening, much less than Shveras Aneid, is considered to have an opening in Shveras Aneid, because water penetrates through the pores in the material. You see, so Mimele, it's always considered Kishveras Aneid. Lam mishum de liboye she yisal wa amayim derach piv. Elo afilo im yisal vina o derach hanikovim. Through the pores, she biseiche. Ptein li mayim she biseiche agav mei mikve. Kivin di mole mikve. Kivin di mole nikovim. Vei marzik mayim klal. Vichim buchar bosa roche. Di mechalik bin salviga agasone she mole keilin li mikve. Bin salviga agasone she mole keilin. Li mikve she chonki bin salviga agasone. Now it's very important that you should go over this gemara. It's a very important gemara. And now we're in it. So the gemara says, Vaz de rove li taimei. De oma rove salviga agasone she milon keilin. Vid vilom teiri. Umikve she chonki bin salviga agasone. Hati vulshom li also li tvil. Hasi vulshom li also li tvil. So Rove says, if you filled up a basket with small kelim and you are table it, so then it's a good feeling. But suppose you had a mikveh. Suppose you had a mikveh that had memso. But then you set up a saf in the middle of the mikveh. So then divided the mikveh into two mikvehs, and each mikveh does not have memso. So we could also argue, for the same reason that we say when you put kelim into a basket and you dump the basket with the kelim, the small kelim in the mikveh, so it's a good tefillah. Why? Because the water inside the basket are considered to be miurev with the water in the mikveh, by virtue of the fact that water passes through the material, through the pores of the basket. So in the same way, even if you set up a fence, a sal, you have a big sal, and you set it up all the way of the mikveh, across the width of the mikveh, but water penetrates from here to here through the pores of the basket, so mainly it should not be a chetzeh, it should not be a mafsik, it should be considered like one mikveh of memso, not like two mikvehs of chofso. So we don't say that. Even you don't say that. So we say that Hatim Shom we also tefillin. Why? Do'are kule chalchale michalchale. Because the whole ground has pores. Ubiin on the ikemem so bimokem echot. And still we require that there should be memso in one place. So why don't we see, since the whole ground through the sand, there are pores in the sand too. In the ground beneath, they are. So many Rishonim say that this Gemara, Ari Kule Chalchule Mechalchale, Chalchule Mechalchale has reference to Imayon. Because only Ligabi Imayon you will say Chalchule Mechalchale, not Ligabi Mik. And Rashi also says that. So he says, Rashi says, Do Ari Kule Mechalchale, Va Mayim Hanevim Kan Boy Mino Bodo, from a big river. Viloi, Viloi Hashinon Kimchuber, Di Minon Mem Sobi Mokmer. We need Mem Sobi Mokmer. In other words, so, see, here we are dealing with Mayim that comes from Ino, Mayim that comes from Imayon, No Godo. So the halacha is that if somebody is stable in certain Mayim that comes from No Godo, so the tefillah is only good tefillah if there is Memso. So first of all, I mean, from this Rashi, it's Mashma that he agrees with Rishenim that even in Mayon who require Memso Litvila Sodom, because Rashi could not have reference to Tvila Skelim. Rashi could not have reference to Tvila Skelim. Tvila Skelim in Mayon certainly does not require Memso. So he has reference to Tvila Sodom. But the Arishenim say that in Mayon, even an Odom can be tevil in less than Memso. So v'hanem miladam unam. So dari kol mechalchale. V'amayim ani even can boi minoy godol v'lichashinon kimchuber dibinom sebimok mechod. But why shouldn't we say monefshach? If we are to say that where he sets up the basket as a mechitze, so in view of the fact that water runs through the pores in the basket, so mele it's considered miurev. So the water that is here is here. So if you have water that comes that is nimshach from inor godol, and in respect to meimayon we say arekule mechalchale. That means that water passes through. Water of imayon passes through the pores of the ground. Through the pores of the ground. So meimele one should be able to be tevil in any quantity of mayim that comes from imayon. Because true, right here, there is only 20 so or 10 so. But the water from the Noah keeps on passing through the pores in the ground. So mainly the water here should be considered to be mu'rev with the water in the Noah. But we don't say that. So mainly in the case of Isalvig al-Gusone that was set up as a mechitze, we don't say it either. We don't say it either. And then the Gemara concludes. V'hani mile bichlitoi, aval bichlitomei, migedi salte tvila likule gufe dimone, salte namale keli. Ditnan kelim, the tzao mishne, ditnan kelim shemilon kelim vi tvilon arilutelim, vim lehitomel maim amorom achi imorom mishvarsanei. Lav mishum di boi shi sava maim derf pib. אלא אפילאים יסעבו על דרך הניקובים שבשיחי פטילים מים שבשיחי אגב מי מקווה קים דימורי ניקובים וימרזיק מים כלל וכי so even if this basket does not have a wide opening a very narrow opening so it's still considered מיורד וכי מוכה בשר אחר דמיכלי בין סלווי גרגוסונה שמילי קלים למקווה שחול כבסלווי גרגוסונה שמע מנודעי למסעבו על דרך הניקובים מילה המים חקל מסבטלי. Oh, so then you ask. So the reason is why. The why. A salvia gisone. Even though it has a very narrow opening, so the keli mani bole bisecha is a good filet, because the mayim shebisecha sal are considered miurev with the mayim that is in the mikveh. So even if you set up the sal as a mechitze, so it should not be considered as two mikvois, each one having less than memso, but it should be considered as one mikveh, because the mayim on this side of the basket, I'm yurev with the mayim on the other side of the basket. So in every place, it should be considered as having memso, because they are yurev. So he says, V'chichoke nase kishnei mikvois. Urichund l'gazginon, avishor l'hadru b'sag v'kupe afilohim b'fiki shveras aneit. V'lehave kishor keilim, ditnan li'il b'feirik, revi, haminiach keilim, tachas atzinia, the peislines amikve. Did the Hanu Rishime Mayan the day Kishu? Now, this aloche, the Ravio, the Mordechai in Perik Beis Dishmuel, mentions in the name of the Ravio, and it's mentioned even in the Shulchan Aruch this day. Now, the Ramor in Simen Reja Aleph, in the Hagoye, Sif Lamed Vov, he mentions this Mordechai, which is the Ravio. Now, the Ravio discusses this Gemara. Why is it that if Yate built small Kelim, in Isal Yagusone, so it's a good feel? It's a good feel. Why? Because the Mayim inside the Mikveh, Amurev, with the Mayim, inside the basket. But if you set up the basket as a mechitze, so it's not good. So it's not good. Why is it so? So the Ravio mentions a big chiddush. Now, there is a loche of eir of mikvois kishveres aneit. So the question is, this nekev kishveres aneit that can serve as a mechaber and as a me'arev, does it have to be one nekev? Or it can be constituted by a series of nikovim. Suppose you have one ekev here, now this is the case between two mikvois. This is the case of between two mikvois. And you don't, it has two nikovim. Each nekev by itself does not have kishveres aneit. But the two nikovim together have kishveres aneit. Are the mitzurev, or it has to be one single nekev kishveres aneit. And it cannot be mitzurev, it cannot be constituted by a series of nikovim. So he says it all depends. The Rav Yosef says it all depends. If let's say you have a mikveh of Memson here. You have here a mikveh of Memson. And here you have a mikveh of Chofso. So then it can be Mitzurev even if you don't have one nekev kishveres aneit, but you have several nikovim. But altogether the total is kishveres aneit. So it can be Mitzurev. But if you have a mikveh of chofso here and a mikveh of chofso here, there isn't one mikveh shleimo, then they can only be mitzurev, they can only become a chuber if you have one nekev shveres aneit. But if you have two nikovim shveres aneit, not. I mean, it's very strange. And this is how he explains the Gemara. That if you put a basket with small kelim inside the mikveh, so then the tefillah is a good tefillah, even if the opening of the basket is very narrow. Why? Because every basket has pores. Each pore by itself is much less than eight, but the sum total of all the pores in the basket is more than shveres aneit. Since the mikveh his memsot. So here you have to be mechaber the mayim inside the basket to a mikveh that has shel mikveh, that has memsot, so you can apply it. Mashein kein, if you take the basket and you set it up as a fence, if you take the basket and you set it up as a fence, so mimele, the mikveh before you set it up as a fence said memsot. So on each side of the basket you only have 20 so. So here, since you have to be mechaber, in view of the fact that you have to be mechaber, two mikveis chaseiris, not in mikveh chaseiro to in mikveh shleimo, but two mikveis chaseiris, so in order to be mechaber, two mikveis chaseiris, you must have a single nekesh v'razaneid. You cannot apply to you. In other words, if you have to be mechaber, a mikveh chaseiro to in mikveh shleimo, then you can apply tziruv too. You don't need a single neck of Gishmeras Aneid. But if you have to, in other words, that's the reason as to why you can be matvil kelim in the basket. Because the mikveh is memso. And in order to be mechaber and miare, inside the basket with the water in the mikveh, so you can apply it to you. Masha'in kein, if you set it up as a fence, so that means on each side of the fence you don't have a mikveh shleimo. So they are in order to be mechaber the two mikvehs, each one of which is not, does not have a mikveh, so you must have a single nekev kishveras aneid. And salvig al besoneh does not have a single nekev kishveras aneid. It has hundreds of nikovim, but each nekev is by itself is very small. In other words, so according to the Ravio, and the Ramo mentions it in Simin Lamed Zayin, in Sif Lamed Zayin, Simin Risha Aleph. So according to the Ravio, the whole aloche of Sak v'Kupo, Madbilim ben Moshe, even though the Sak sometimes, you know, when the sack, so when it's close together, so there is no opening altogether. You know, when it's pulled together, the sack. But since the sack has pores, each pore is much less than Shveras Aneid. But the sum total of all the pores in the sack in the kupo, so is more than Shveras Aneid. So they are mitzure. They are mitzure. But they are not mitzure. You cannot be mitzarev number of nikovim into shveras aneid in case of two mikvois chaseiras. This is the Rav Yoshi. Now there is a tshuves chacham tzvi. There is a tshuves chacham tzvi, and the chacham tzvi is chelik on the Rav Yom, and he is midayik that the Rash here now Mishneh is also chelik on the Rav Yom. Is also chelik and rabbi, because the lotion of the Rash, the lotion of the Rash is lav mishum d'liboyesh in salva amayim derech piv el afilei misalvin el derech hankovim shebiseichei pteili mayim shebiseichei agaf me mikve kim dimoli nikovim v'imarzik mayim klal. So in other words, so it's mashma v'imarzik mayim klal, and he doesn't and he says v'chichol keinase kishnei mikvois. So he's dying from the lotion. Now the Rash doesn't seem to apply here aloche of tziruv. So then the question arises: monefshech, if the Rash doesn't apply aloche of tziruv, I mean, of course, it's mashma from the lotion of the Rash. If the Rash had agreed with the lomdes of the Ravio, the Mordechai, that it's on the basis of tziruv, he should say, because the Nikovim Ktanim add up to a Kidekesh Shveras Aneid. He doesn't say the Nikovim Ktanim add up. So why are the Mi'urev? So the Chacham Tzvi has a Tshuva Mem. He has two Mishnayos. One Loshni is that here it's considered by Sak v'Kupo. By Sak v'Kupo. So it's considered Mi'urev. because you don't need any nekev. In other words, the material itself allows water to pass through it. Of course, it's true. I mean, why does the material allow? Why does the material allow water to pass through it? Because in the natural material, there are pores. But that's not considered as pores as a nekev, since you don't even see a nekev. I mean, what is considered as a nekev? Something that you can see, that is visibly a nekev. But something that is not visibly a nekev, but objectively it has pores, of course it has pores. Everything has pores, I mean. But here, so the material without any nekev, the natural material without any nekev, so allows water to pass through it. So mele they are considered mirror. So we don't have to resort to aloche of tzil, because here, since the material allows water to pass through the material, so mimele, the water inside the sack is considered miurev with the water in the middle. Then he has another lotion. And the other lotion is that in the case of salvig argusone, shemilon kelim vidvilon, so in other words, if you have the sal and the ke, the salvi vigagisone, shemilon kelim vidvilon, so it means, and that should be understood in conjunction with the tesefta that the Rash mentions further here, that there is a distinction between ito al tzidei and al piv. So in other words, so that means that the tesefta says that when do we say salvi gavisone shemilon kelim vidvilon, that is toya, that is only if he is matvilesus al piv. In other words, here is the kele, and you put in small kele in it, and then you immerse it in the mikveh, and then the water of the mikveh is soft, hovers al gabe the pear of the kele, of the sal or the kele. So memele, so since the mayim is soft al gabo, and the tesefta says that if it's ito al tzidei, then it's not a late tefillah. So then we must have a shveras anit connection. So when do we say that even with the mashu connection, so the tefillah is a good tefillah if it's tovlu al piv. In other words, so the mea mikveh hovers over the kele. And the kele that has the kele mapnimiyim inside, so is completely submerged in the water. And the mea mikveh is sov al piv. So in other words, so then we have an actual commingling. It's like the rosh, that when the rosh it is that by kele, you couldn't be tevil in the kele, even though you have a shishveras anit connection. But only when does the Mishnah say that sidotim umigl shebiyam, so it's a good tefila, only if the mayim, the mayayam is sof al piv, so then we have an actual commingling. It's not a legal commingling. So Mimele, he says, that's the reason as to why by salvig, so that's the reason as to why there is a distinction between salvig agusone shemilon kelim vidvilon, so it's teirim, and if he set it up as a fence. If he set it up as a fence, so the mea mikveh doesn't flow over it. So there is no actual commingling. There is no actual commingling. Mashein kein, if he stay veil, the kelim apnimim, inside the salvig agusone, so then the mea mikveh is sof al gabov. So there is an actual commingling. So that's why they're considered miurev. But if you set it up as a fence, you cannot consider the mayim miurev just because water passes through. It still is to mikvoyes. So the Chacham Tzvi says, this is what the Rash means. So he says, Shmamino, v'chein mucha b'sahochet. The mechalek bin salvig argusone shemoli kelim limikve shechol ke bisal vigargusone shemamino da'ayre bin misal bin derech hanekovim ela hamay hakel misbakle vichichol kunase kishnei mikvois. But why
don't we say that the mind is in the Sal and the Gargosone is also holuk? Holuk from the mayim of the mikveh. The answer is because over there the mayim is sof al piv. Masha'inken here the mayim is not sof al piv. Einoch name, if let's say the level of the water is so high that even after you set up the basket as a mechitzeh, so then the water of the mikveh hovers over it and is sof al gabov, then you will be able to be table on either side of the basket. But when the Gemara says that chol kei misalvi gagasone, so the tefillah is not eile, it doesn't have reference to a case where the mea mikveh is sof al gabov of that mechitzeh that was made by the salvi gagasone. Now, so the Chacham Tzvi is chelik on the shita of the Rav Yoav, the Mordechai. Just one second. The Chacham Tzvi is chelik on the shita of the Rav Yoav, and he says that the Rash is also chelik. Now we have to understand the Rav Yoav. What's the Rav Yoav's? What's the svore? The Rav Yoav mentions a very strange chiddush. He says, in regard to the question, two mikvahs chaseiros, then they cannot be mitzvah, and you must have a single negative. But if you want to not to be mechaber, if you don't want to be mechaber two mikvahs chaseiros, but a mikvah chaseiro to a mikvah shleimo, then there is still. What's the difference? Either there is still, or there is no tzil. In both, it's on the basis of the halacha. It's on the basis of the halacha of iruv mikvois shveras aneid. So the question is there tzil or there is no tzil? If there is no tzil, so how could it be mechaber a mikveh chaseiro to a mikveh shleimo? If there is tzil, it should be capable of being mechaber to mikvois chaseiros. Now I ask you to go over, that's very important, to go over the Gemara in Gittin. It's very important. And the long tesis in Gittin Daf Tezayin. Now here the Gemara says, I really shouldn't do it, but I'm afraid that there might be a few who didn't go over the Gemara. So I'm just briefly. I want to mention what the Gemara says here. Now the Gemara says, Boy Yilfe, Yodayim Teres Lachatzoi, Yimayim Teres Lachatzoi. Heichadon, Yilayim Edikomashe Bitrei Merevis. If you have reference to the case where two individuals used a revis of water from the Kele in pouring in Nitras Yodayim, so it's a mission for Eshes, but time of his natal Yodayim lechad apel Lishnai. Well, the Kamashe chod yodei, and that's your question. Suppose he doesn't pour water on both ends together. In other words, if it would be necessary to pour water on both ends together, then another person would have to pour water on your hands. So, yeah, one person could not pour on both ends together. So that's your abaye, whether you can pour water on this end and then pour water on this end. That's the double portion that you can. Now let's say, now again there is a machlekes hasheni. How far must you pour water on your hand before you eat? There is one shita, you have to pour water up to here. Kishred's voice. And one shita up to here. And the whole shita is you have to pour up to here. Up to the arm. The beginning of the arm. Suppose, let's say, I mean that you have to pour water up to here. So suppose you pour water on this half of the hand, and then you'll pour water on the other half of the hand. In other words, he doesn't pour water on the whole hand at once. So that's your abaye, whether it's a good nitil or not. Well, the Kamashe Palge Palge today, So Rabbi Yannai says that if you poured water up to here, and then you poured water up to here, so it's not good. In other words, first one poured water up to here, and it dried up a little, but it still remained moist. It didn't become dry completely. It still remained moist, very little moist. And then, while it's this half of the end is still moist, he poured water on this half of the end. So, well, the komashe palge palge the day. So that's the shayla, whether it's good or not. So in other words, we see that tefeach, mashke tefeach is not a chibo. Lo litume lo litare. So here too, you cannot be mitzarev. You cannot be mitzarev. The water that you poured on the this half of the end, with the water you pour on this half of the end, if at the time you pour water on this half of the end, so the water on this half of the end was so little that it didn't even have tefeach latfeach. It just had tefeach. So there cannot be mitzurah. So the Gemara says, lo yitzricha dike tefeach latfeach. In other words, first you pour hand water on this half of the end, and it dried up a little, but it still remained moist to such an extent that you could moisten some other spot with the water that still remained, the moisture that remained on this end. And then, while there was the tefeach latfeach moisture on this end, you poured water on this end. So that's the abay. Honamet in yon tefeach latfeach hibo. So the Gemara says, dilmol in ye mikvois virabiyudi ditnan. In other words, maybe the abaye of ilfeis, whether in such a case where you poured water over half of the end and then it dried up, but it remained tefeach latfeach. At the time you poured water over the other half, whether it's good or not, but you say it's a befirish price, tefeach latfeach hibo. Maybe that price is reference to mikvois and it according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnam mikve sheish ve'aboyim somech avonis ve'yodu shtayim mitovlu b'zeh chazer rishin toya v'ashen itome. Rabbi Yehuda imar imo yiragov shal rishin negiz b'mayim av'ashen itoy. So in other words, so when does the price say tefeach latfeach is hibo in regard to Rabbi Yehuda's din? In other words, in the mikveh mem somech tzum somech. And then one person entered the mikveh. So the first person, the Rishon, certainly had a good feeling. Then, while the first person was still standing in the mikveh, after he immersed himself, he was still standing in the mikveh, and he had drops of water all over his body, from his head till the mikveh, till his feet. So there was a continuity of water, of mashke, of moisture, of tefeach latfeach. I mean, he couldn't have a continually water all over the body of Shiveres Aneid, but just enough moisture all over the body of tefeach latfeach. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Gudachis, so we say the drops that are on the head here, are considered as if they had been below. So even though the mikveh itself actually has a little less than emsom, because originally it had memsom mitzumtzomis, now he has a number of drops on his goof that he shaved, so it has less than memsom, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, we apply the halacha of gedachis, so the drops that are considered mechuber, the drops on his body are considered mechuber to the water in the mikveh, so mainly the shavis tefillah is also a good feeling. Anyway, here the Mishnah says in Tares, Hanitzik v'katafres u'mashke tefeach v'nechiba lo l'tumul l'tare. Rashi says, Hanitzik kiluach v'katafres ha'mishupo sh'matrinim echudet harbei ein echibo l'tume k'namare m'kletoyen l'kletome v'nitzik ha'kiluach m'chabe mashke sh'ne akilim ein echibo l'tame mashke n'alienim v'china katafres im evir ider daf hanisunim m'madrim v'atachtinim מחוברים לטומא, אין עליינים טמאים, וכן עם מויסו עריב וערוכו, ובשני ראשי ומשקי, איך הטומא ואיך הטויה, ומשקי תפיח מחברון, אין חיבור לטמא הטרי, וכן לטער עליים מקבועיס. כגי, שני מקבועיס שאין באחד מהן ארבו ימסור, וניצג וכתפקס ומשקי תפיח מחברון, אין חיבור. חיבור. סוטייס וססיקה ש... נאו, פירש בקונטרס אין החיבור, לטער לי שתי מקוויס, שאין באחד מהם ממסור, וניצר וכתב, וזמן שתפיח מחבר אין החיבור, וכושר רב לטעם דעת כאן לא נכנו, כורם מיה ורבי יהודה בפרק ידי השם, גם גימו גום מישר על יינו עשר ועתתי נעשר, ובאמצו יישר בויים וחדל שוק שום מברס בניהם, אלו בתיבו בל יינו, ימרינו גדסק, אבו בתחתינו, כולו מידי דולסו להתפילה, דאמרינו גדחיס, אלו מכתב חס חיבור. So, now here the Mishnah says, כתב חס אין החיבור. So why does everybody agree that Bitachteino, the Tvila is a good Tvila, but it's in this land? We hoche mashwa nechibo kvar. Veim Rab Netam, the hoche maire davke b'shtei gumeyes. She bezu eschim u bezu eschim. The leke mikve sholim b'echot b'fnei atzmo. Do have a chibo. Veim atvila in afilo Bitachteino. Aval hosom dike b'emtsois mikve sholim. V'kula alme matbil mitachteino. Uvil yeino pligin. ודווקא לא כתם צועיס, אבל שתי גומי ישעים שמחס מכם שולם, לכולה, אלמה, אי מדבילי, נאפילו מתחתם. So, את רבנתם שיטי is, that when we say, כתב כסיזה נחיבור, יצא נחיבור, תובי מחבר, תובי מחבר, תו מקווי ישחסרס. But, if you have one מקווי, מקווי שלמה, and one מקווי, מקווי חסרו, and it's בכתב כס, one מקווי זיה, and one מקווי זיה, but this mikveh is a mikveh shleim or the other one is a mikveh chasero, so in mikveh tafres you can also have a chibur. Now Rashi also mentions here an example. Katafres in a chibur, kantafres in a chibur, shnei mikveh yishayim b'echod men arboim so, v'nitzim l'katafres umash ketepeach mechabron, ein a chibur, ein a chibur. So he says, So he mentions that in connection with two mikvois chasiris. That's Rashi here. But the Rashi Shiti is not like Rabbi Netan. Because Rashi in Abnizor Adafayim Beis mentions this example, Shnei mikvois chasiris, and he also mentions another example. One mikveh is a mikveh shleimo, and one mikveh is a mikveh chasiro. So we see that Rashi Shiti is lav davke. Even though here he mentions an example of two mikvois chasiris, but according to Rashi, in Abnizor Adafayim Beis, the same aloha applies to the case of one mikveh shleimo and one mikveh chasiro. But Rav Netam distinguishes, according to Rav Netam, when do we say that katafras is in yechibo only if you have to be mechaber two mikvois chasiris? But if you have to be mechaber two mikvois, a mikveh chasiro with a mikveh shleimo, so then katafras is yechibo. Now we have to understand what's the pshat. So it's similar. You see, it's similar to the distinction made by the Mordechai, by the Rav Yom, except that the Rav Netam applies this distinction in regard to Katafres, and the Rav Yom applies it in regard to Tzion. But they both make the same distinction between the Chibur, between a Chibur between two Mikvois Chaseres, and the Chibur between a Mikvah Shleim and Mikvah Chasero. We have to understand why. Now, you should go over the Reb Chaim and Anitzik Katafres. It's a very long Reb Chaim. It's one of the biggest yisaidis in mikvois. Now, so the yisod of Reb Chaim is that there are two concepts. There is a concept of chibur and there is a concept of yibur. So Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, so tefiach latfiach constantly affects chibur. But yibur is affected only by shver zanei. That he says in the Rambam. But that there are two things, chibur and yibur, that is true according to everybody. Now, so according to Rav Netam, it's also true that there are two concepts. There is a concept of chibur, and there is a concept of iruv. So Mimele, Rav Netam Shiti is as follows. I mean, that's not like Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim says, in order to be teveil, even, let's say, if you have a mikveh shleimo, and then you have a mikveh chasero, and they are joined together, so then we have, in order that one should be able to be teveil in the mikveh, to here to form mikveh chasero, so we must resort to yiruv, not to chibur. In order to be mafkia shov, so chibur is enough. But in order to be able to be teveil in the here to form mikveh chasero, we must resort to yiruv. We must resort to yiruv. Why? Because without yiruv,
So you are not evil. You are not evil in Mimso. So that is all if we say that there is a halacha, that there is a requirement in the quantity of water that one has to be taken. So then we have to say like Reb Chaim, that if there is a halacha, that there is a special halacha, that an odom has to be tevel in a quantity of memso. Not because if it's less than memso, he doesn't have a shemikveh, but he has to immerse himself in memso. So then Reb Chaim is right. So we couldn't say that when a mikveh chaseyo, a mikveh of 20 so is mechuber al pidin to a mikveh shleimo, but it's not mechuber that the tefillah should be a good tefillah in the mikveh chaseyo, just because it's mechuber. Because there is a halacha that he must immerse himself in memso. And if this 20 so is just mechuber with this memso, not mechuber, so when one immerses himself in this mikveh, he immerses himself in 20 so. So it's not a good tefillah. However, if we are going to assume that there is no such requirement, that one has to immerse himself in a quantity of memso, certainly the Rambam Shita is not like that. Because the Rambam Shita is that the Mayon is Mitaya Rodom Bimashu. Now, so if it's less than memso, if there is a halacha that the Maisa Tvile has to be realized in a quantity, in a pool of water of memso. So how can the Tvile be Eile? He was stable in less than memso. So according to the Rambam, there is no such halacha that a Tvile's Odom has to be realized in a minimum of memso. It can be realized in any quantity, as long as the whole goof is immersed in that quantity. But the halacha is he has to immerse himself in a mikveh. And if it has less than memso, he doesn't have a chalisha mikveh. So Mele Mayon has a chalisha mikveh even if it has less than memso. So if we are going to say, so apparently Rabbi Tam's shite, and we have a raya that Rabbi Tam's shite is like that. Rabbi Tam is one of the Rishayim who says that Tvila Sodom requires memso in Mayon midraisim, not just midrabon. Now, if the Tvila Sodom requires memso midraisim, that Tvila Sodom requires memso midraisim. Now, so we have to say that the reason as to why, according to Rabbi Tam, Tvila Sodom requires memso midraise, so it's not as one would be tempted to assume that because Rabbi Tam Shite is that there is a requirement of a Maisa Tvila being realized in memso. That's the reason. No, we have to say that Rabbi Tam, the reason as to why Tvila Sodom requires memso midraise even in the mikveh is because not that Rabbi Tam holds that the Maisa Tvila has to be realized in memso. The Maisa Tvila, there is no such halacha, the Maisa Tvila has to be realized in memso. The Tvila has to be realized in the mikveh. But Mayon has a chalisha mikveh even with the mashu vis-a-vis keli. Vis-a-vis odom, Mayon does not have a chalisha mikveh. So the reason is why an odom cannot be tevel in a mayon that is less than memso, not because the maise tevilah requires a maise tevilah in a quantity of memso, but because vis-a-vis odom, mayon less than memso does not have a chalisha mikveh, just as a mikveh does not have a chalisha mikveh if it has less than memso. That's the reason. So mimele, Rabbi Tam Shita is as follows. If you have, now, we have aloche of Iruv Mikvois Kishver, we have aloche of Iruv Mikvois Kishver Asaneit. So the Shver Asaneit can affect two things. It can affect Chibur through a connection of Shver Asaneit. So you can constitute Chibur, and you can also constitute Iruv. Through a connection of Shver Asaneit, you can constitute Chibur, and you can constitute Iruv. But, it's two separate halachas. First of all, a connection of Shver Asaneit constitutes Chibur, and a connection of Shver Asaneit constitutes Iruv. But In order to affect chibur, we are not required to have a single neck of kishveras aneid. I mean that I'm explaining now the Rav Yom. In order to affect chibur, we don't have to have a single neck of kishveras aneid. But even many nikovim that add up to a total of kishveras aneid also can affect chibur. But in order to affect you, so there we must have a single negative as an aid. Now in respect to Rav Netam. Now, Rav Netam says that katafres is no chibur, does not, in katafres there cannot be any chibur in connection with two mikvois chaseres. Because in order to have to be mechaber, two mikvois chaseres, so that you could be teivel in either one, so then chibur is not enough. Then you must have you. Otherwise, you couldn't unite two mikvois of 20 zon each into one mikvah. Only the two mayims in the two mikvois become yurev with each other. So then it becomes one mikveh. So then you can be mechabeh two mikvois chaseres. Mashenke in regard to a mikveh shleimo and the mikveh chaseiro. So in order that you should be able to be teivel in the mikveh chaseiro, so it's not necessary that the mayim here to form mikveh chaseiro, so should be miurev with the mayim here to form mikveh shleimo. As long as the mayim here to form mikveh chaseiro are mechuber to the mayim in the here to form mikveh shleimo, so kolam chuber lemikveh kemikveh. In other words, just as Reb Chaim says, the same moment that Reb Chaim applies Ligabe Havko Hashov. In other words, so that is affected by Chibur, because Kolam Chuber LeMikveh KeMikveh. So if anything is Mechuber to a Mikveh, so it has the same status as the Mikveh itself. Now, in the Mikveh Shleimo, has a Shem Mikveh, and then you have a Mikveh Haseiro that is Mechuber to the Mikveh Shleimo, so it also acquires the status of a Mikveh. It has a Chalei Shem Mikveh. And if it has a Chalei Shem Mikveh, so even an Odom can be tabled in the year to form Mikveh Haseiro. Even though the Mayim in the year to form Haseiro are not Miurev with the Mayim in the year to form Shleimo. Because according to Rav Netam, so it's not necessary that one should, that an Odom should be tabled in a minimum of Memsor. And the reason is why Rabbi Tam says Ligabi Mayon that it requires Memso Midraise, because even a Mayon vis-a-vis Tvila Sodom does not have a Chalishe Mikveh if it has less than Memso. Not because the Tvise Tvila has to be realized in Memso. So in order to be, so if it has a Chalishe Mikveh, then it doesn't matter in what quantity of water he immersed himself, as long as he immersed himself in a mikveh. So b'meile, katafres is mufke of hiruv. Katafres is not mufke of chibur. And we can understand it, Mr. Asvori. Because what does chibur mean? Chibur means one is connected to the other. So if there is a shveras aneid connection, so it's considered connected. But hiruv means that they are commingled. That means that the water that is here is here, and the water that is here is here. So mele, if you have a katafres, and katafres means, as Rashi points out, matre merube, it doesn't mean a slight katafres, but a very substantial katafres. So that means that the water, the two waters, you have one water here, and you have one water here. And if it's in the form of this land, of a matre merube, they are not going to stay here very long. So mele, even while they stay, while they run through, they are not considered commingled, because they are not destined to stay together. So if it's an even level ground, and they are destined, this water and that water are destined to stay together, so mele, while they are together, they are considered commingled. But if this water and that water pass through a katafres, so even while they are together, and they are in contact with each other, they are not destined to stay very long together. So mimele, as long as they are together, as they are in contact with each other, they are considered mechuba to each other, but they are not considered miuret with each other. This is the reason as to why Rav Netam
This is the reason as to why Rabbeinu Tam so says that that when do we say katafes is not a chibur? That's like the chibur of a to mikvayis chaseres, because in order to be machshir to mikvayis chaseres, that one should be able to be table in either one of them, so we must resort to yiruv, and katafes is moved to yiruv. Mashein ken ligabi the chibur of a mikve chaseir or in the mikve shleim, or we don't have to resort to yiruv. Kolam chugal in mikve ki mikve. So memele, but katafres is not mufke of chibur. So if there is a shveres aneid connection between, according to Rabbi Tam, shveres aneid means not shveres aneid mayim. It means a negative shveres aneid and mayim tviach latviach, whatever. I mean that's a different question. But whatever shveres aneid means. So if there is a shveres aneid connection, if there is a shveres aneid connection, so then it is so mimele the mikve chaseiro is considered to form mikve chaseiro is considered mechuber to the mikve shleimo, and if it's mechuber, so as long as it is mechuber, it has the same status. So it also has a shel mikve. So mimele can be teivel, but the more if it isn't, so anyone who is teivel will be teivel in 20 so, not in 40 so, doesn't matter. So why does Rabbeinu Tam say that even a mayon, if it has less than memso, you cannot be teivel? Not because Rabbeinu Tam requires a maise tefillin memso, but ligabi tefillas odom, according to Rabbeinu Tam, a mayon kolshu does not have a chalei shemikve. It only has a chalei shemikve ligabi tefillas kelim, not ligabi tefillas odom. Ma'al inoi shel kedar, אפילו במוקים שיש באבויים סום מחבוניס, משנותן לכם פרק זיין דיקר וכסף של עיר, כיוון שהגביע ספססים מן המים, המים שפסיכם שובים. כיסת יעסה מדביל ומאי לא יסום דרך של עיר, וביסף וביקופה לחשינו, דאים פייסלנס המקווה. תאי לביתיסבת, הרי בו שאם לא יוקלת, ויסיקו למקווה, צריך של פרס הנית, ובמיון כלשהו, רב יהודה אימא משום בישמי בחליגות לבבות תבוכים, וביקותם ברובי, now there's the same Rabbi Yehuda that is mentioned in the Mishnah. So the price in itself mentions Rabbi Yehuda. Kum kem shum oli kelim. Kum kem is a kettle, a kelim. Shum oli kelim. This kettle has other kelim. The yisikel mikveh, and then he plays the kum kem, the kettle with the small kelim inside near the mikveh. Aval pisha pifzar, even though the mouth of the kum kem is very narrow. Koshu, he doesn't have shveres aneid. כמו שבסייך התארין, היא תורה לצידי עד שיהיה בפיו כשבר הסנאית. ובמיון כלשהו. So, ובמיון כלשהו, that's a big חידש. אם הרי וזו במיון, סגי בנקף כלשהו. In other words, when do we require a connection of שבר הסנאית? A connection of שבר הסנאית to affect חיבור? Only if it is placed near a mikveh. But if it is placed near a mayon, so even kosho constitutes a connection, a good connection. What is the reason? Well, it could be explained in a balabatish way, it could be explained because in a mikveh, so if you have just water, mash, you don't have water, the quantity of that fills up in Ekef of Kishveres Aneid, so that means you don't have water that fills up Kishveres Aneid. But in a Mayon, because the Mayon has the capacity to emanate more and more water, so even though at this moment, it only, the connection is only Kishveres Aneid, but half an hour later, or even 5 minutes later, they might spring forth much more water than Shveres Aneid. So Mele, even while the water at the opening, at the source, the connection at the source, at this moment, is less than Shveres Aneid, but because of its potential to spring forth much more water, so Mele, even while the water there is very little, it's still considered to be a mechaber. I mean, that Rabbi Yehuda ima mishim b'shamay v'lo mishim. Rabbi Yehuda ima mishim b'shamay v'lo mishim di b'silo pliye. Elam b'shamay shom. Now the Rash says we shouldn't make a mistake that when Rabbi Yehuda says b'chligot la'bot vochi u'bikot merubei, so it's because Rabbi Yehuda agrees with b'shamay. Because Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Bishamai. And because Bishamai said in connection of Sheikis in Perik Dalet Mishnei, so Maise Bishakis Yoise Bishlaim is Nikulish Vasanei, for you call a Tire Shibishlaim Nasis Algabo, Bisholko Bishamai Pursuo, Shibishamai Emil Machifochis Rubo, Achifochis Rubo. So he mentions Rubo. So Mamele, this Rabbi Yehuda that Bishamai. So he says, no. This is Rabbi Yehuda, the Tosefta says Rabbi Yehuda ima mishum b'shamay, because Rabbi Yehuda heard it from b'shamay. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, this can accord even with b'sil too. This can accord even with b'sil too, because two b'silah in regard to sheikes, so they explicitly achilikam b'shamay, and they say that even if it's not nifchas rubo. Even if the Sheikis is not Mifras Rubo, just Mifras Aleid, so there is Chibur. So that's over there, so Bisilal is, Rabbi Yehuda says, over there, because it's not a Kelek, because it's Mechuber, so Bisilal is Chelikam Bishamai. But Bishamai say, even in connection with Mechuber, that if it's not Mifras Rubo, just Mifras Aleid, so there is no Chibur. So Bisilal is Chelik. It could be true. But why does the Sefte say Rabbi Yehuda Imam Shem Bishamai? Because Rabbi Yehuda heard it from Bishamai. But it has nothing to do with the machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilal in Perek Dalet Mishnei. Because over there, the machlekes is in connection with the sheikes, that is Mechuper. Here we are dealing with the Kele. So Rabbi Yehuda can say, even according to Bisilal, it can be true. That in the Kele, a nekef kishver esaneit is not mechaber. Is not mechaber. This is what he says. V'loy mishum b'sil pliga, mishum b'shamay shom. Teida de masnis in koton alo mishum stam. The raya is that the Mishnah mentions the same din as the Tisefte, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. And here, the Mishnah mentions that stam, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, not Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Bishamai. If Rabbi Yehuda's din had been based upon Bishamai's halocha, that is chelikam b'silal in Perek Dalet Mishnei, so the Mishnah should also say, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer ki Bishamai, b'chligod la'bot vochim, u'vikot l'rubim. He doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say that. So in other words, so that implies that this din of Rabbi Yehuda is independent of the machlekes, has nothing to do with the machlekes Bishamai and Bisilal in connection with sheikes. Because by sheikes, it's mechuber, here it's a kele. The guy